Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5 down here in Sykesville and Eldersburg, giving you this week's podcast. I feel sometimes like a broken record, but it's important to continue to share, as a leader, the importance of maintaining the discipline in wearing our masks and keeping social distance while we work ourselves through COVID-19 and this pandemic. Recently, I attended a BWI business partnership breakfast, or at least a virtual event in the morning, where Governor Hogan spoke, and he shared with us an analogy that I had not thought of before, and that is, we are absolutely not through this. In fact, if we could say this is halftime, we've gone through 6-7 months of COVID-19, but we have a long ways to go. Unfortunately, we don't know the end state at this point, but we do know the things that can minimize the effects of what COVID-19 is doing to us. And that is, again, the masks and the social distancing. And also working with the community and understanding what the needs are. A good idea about that, or an effort associated with that, had to do with the economy and had to do especially with the small businesses. What are their needs? We provide a grant program in total giving about close to $4.5 million from federal funding and Carroll County funding for small businesses, home-based, sole proprietors, small retail, restaurants, to give them a helping hand in moving forward. But that's not going to be enough. As we move into the holiday season, it is my recommendation and hope that we will shop local. We will do our best to get downtown and find those things that we want to purchase as opposed to going to the Amazon or the online marketing. We all have to do our best to help each other. Neighbor to neighbor, friend to friend, family, everybody here in Carroll County. At this point, Maryland may be down 3% in cases, but we are still a long ways to go. Other events that are happening in Carroll County that I believe should be important to you are some of the comprehensive rezoning activities that you may have heard about or read about in the newspaper. Currently, the county government is looking at rezoning properties by request in the commercial and industrial areas. There have been 29 property owner requests for rezoning. The Planning Commission has held multiple sessions in understanding those requests and then having listening sessions from the community on the impact of those requests. It is now the commissioner's time to take a look at these requests, have a couple of listening sessions, and then make the final determination. This will be happening between now and later December. Your input and insight is very valuable and should not be taken as wasted time. I know I have pages and pages of notes from your input and insight. I am the ex officio on the Planning Commission, and just the other day have listened to multiple folks talk about specific properties where I have pages of notes. I will take those, continue to reach out to you, and help make those final determinations on whether properties should be rezoned or not. This includes density of residential areas, along with moving from agricultural conservation properties into residential, industrial, and commercial. Just because we can do something doesn't mean we should. Common sense should prevail, and we should maintain and keep the culture of Carroll County the way we all believe it should be, where there's strong economic growth, where it makes sense, and along with keeping the culture of Carroll County, the agricultural and conservation community that we so love. We're getting close to 75,000 acres of agriculturally preserved property here in Carroll County, with the goal of 100,000 acres. No other jurisdiction comes even close to what we're doing in Carroll County. Another topic of where no one comes close is a big shout out to you, again, the community, for your responsiveness when it came to the census. The governor came out and said that Maryland was one of the tops across the country when it came to the census. Carroll County was number one in Maryland. In fact, Carroll County was 24th across the country. Over 3,000 jurisdictions, counties, we were number 24. That is amazing. The importance of that is it's about $18,000 for everyone that has responded. that comes back into the county jurisdiction. That is $18,000 over 10 years. That's a lot of money to bring back into the community. So thank you once again for all that you're doing in making Carroll County the best. One of the challenges that we're working ourselves through are the schools. Although the Board of Commissioners do not have the final say when it comes to schools, we are a sounding board. Feel free to reach out at any time to me when it comes to the challenges dealing with the school system. Right now, as you know, there's a hybrid approach for the elementary and middle schools with a scheduled hybrid approach for the high schools coming in just a couple of weeks. I am very interested to understand the challenges along with the values that come with the processes that are taking place within the school system. It may not be our responsibility to make those decisions, but it is, I believe, our responsibility to listen to you and then work together with the Board of Education, just as it's our responsibility not to make the laws governing Maryland, but to work together with our delegation and the three delegations of 4, 5, and 9 Alpha, and work with the senators and delegates to make in Carroll County the best community it can be. The last topic I want to share with you this morning is we are preparing ourselves to go to New York City virtually and work on our bond ratings. Now, what that means to you is talking about the stability of where Carroll County is when it comes to our finances overall. 2 years ago, we became, I believe, the 5th or 6th county in Maryland to be a triple-AAA bond rating. That is huge. Maryland itself is a AAA bond-rated state. It allows us to leverage finances in a much better way to taking care of our community. The reason we are a AAA bond-rated community has to do with our fiscal responsibility, how we're dealing with the budget, our guardianship on how we're dealing with taxes and fees, and making the most of what Carroll County can provide. In addition, I believe it has to do with our roles as being leaders within the region, in the Baltimore-Washington region, along with the greater Baltimore region. We work with business consortiums where we are stepping forward and taking leadership roles in those business consortiums and sharing with the region why Carroll County matters. And it matters because of you, because of the innovation, because of the drive, because of the dedication in keeping Carroll County a community that continues to thrive. And we are thriving in so many ways, from our schools, from the economy, from our culture and our community, again, neighbor to neighbor, making things happen. Once again, I'm going to finish where I started. Continue to show our discipline with the masks, the social distancing, and taking care of ourselves, neighbor to neighbor, friend to friend, family, and Carroll County community as a whole. We will get through this together. The days may seem long at times, and the weeks may fly by. Cannot believe we're already walking ourselves into November and soon into the holiday season. It'll be a holiday season that we have not seen ever before in our lifetimes with this COVID-19 and pandemic being a part of our community. But I know we're going to get through this together. I know, as always, life is good, and it's even better when we work together as a community. Thank you once again, and this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein signing off, and have a great week. Thank you.